Next Chapter Podcasts.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcast presents the Play On Podcast series, Romeo and Juliet. Episode 3. The cock is dead. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And remember, violent delights have violent ends.
What happens after the party?
So then Romeo goes in and checks and finds Juliet.
Yes, the balcony scene, very famous scene where they talk to each other.
Very, very, very romantic.
He tries to woo.
Actually, this whole time throughout the beginning, Mercutio has been really funny.
Yawn.
Not as funny as Friar Lawrence.
Oh my god.
But hang on. They plan to get married, right?
Can I move forward when all my heart is here? Turn back, dull feet, toward your new gravity.
Romeo, my cousin Romeo. Romeo,
he is wise, and on my life hath stolen home to bed.
He ran this way and leapt this orchard wall. Call, good Mercutio.
Nay, I'll conjure him. Romeo, madman passion, lover of love, appear thou in the likeness of a sigh.
Mercutio.
Speak but one rhyme, and I am satisfied. Cry, but I me, cry out for love, then dove. Speak to my good pal Venus one fair word, one whisper for her blinded son and heir, young ancient Cupid, he that shot his own small heart of self-made darts to wound his psyche. He heareth not, he stirreth not, he moveth not. The cock is dead, and I must conjure him. I conjure thee by Rosaline's bright eyes, by her high forehead, and her scarlet lip, and slender feet, straight leg, and quivering thigh, and the pink and tree that there adjacent lie, that in thy likeness thou appear to us.
Right, if he hear thee, thou wilt anger him.
This cannot anger him. 'Twould anger him to raise a figure in his mistress' circle, attached to some strange nature, watch it stiffen till she laid it and conjured it down. That would cause spite. My invocation is fair and honest in his mistress' name. I conjure only but to raise up him.
Come. He hath hid himself among these trees to seek a friendship with capricious night. Blind is his love, and best befits the dark.
If love be blind, love cannot hit the mark. I think he sit under a cherry tree, and bid his wood bear fruit in form of she, that nightly he would dream to taste first pluck. Oh, Romeo, oh, that she were
an oyster fruit,
ooh,
an open shell, and thou her pair of pearls. Romeo, good night. Out to my boyhood bed. This quiet field's too cold for me to sleep. Come, shall we go?
Go then, for 'tis in vain to seek him here where he has self-cocooned. Ugh.
Hey. Okay, all right, all right. Okay. Yeah, good night. Okay,
he jests at scars that never felt a wound, but soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief that thine bright light shines far more fair than she. Do not be hidden neath her virgin cloak. Her vestal gown is sick and green with envy, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off! It is my lady! Oh, it is my love! Oh, that she knew she were! She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye converses. I will answer it. I am too bold. 'Tis not to me she speaks. Two of the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business, did invite her eyes to twinkle in their skies till they return. What if her eyes were there, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars as daylight does a lamp. Her eyes in heaven would through the airy orbit stream so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night. See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
Ah, me.
She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art there o'er my head as glorious to this night as is a winged messenger of heaven, whose song astounds all earthbound mortal ears that fall on humbled knees to gaze on her when she leaps o'er the lazy puffing clouds and sails across the bosom of the air.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or if thou wilt not be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other word would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, throw thy name. And for thy name, which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth, I never will be Romeo.
What man art thou that thus bescreened in night so stumblest on my thoughts?
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word.
My ears have yet not drunk 100 words of thy tongue's uttering, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and Montague?
Neither, fair maid, if I either thee dislike.
How camest thou hither? Tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art. If any of my kinsmen find thee here.
With love's light wings did I perch o'er these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out. What love must do, he'll find a way to do it. Therefore, thy kinsmen are no stop to me.
If they do see thee, they will murder thee.
Alack, there lies more power in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look at me sweetly, and I'm armed against the enmity.
I would not for the world they saw thee here.
I have knight's cloak to hide me from their eyes. If thou not love me, let them find me here. My life is better ended by their hate than death deferred, wanting of thy love.
By whose direction found'st thou out this place?
By love! First it prompted me to inquire. He steered the vessel and I lent him eyes. I am no sailor, yet wert thou as far as that vast shore washed with the farthest sea, I should adventure for thine audience.
Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face, else there a maiden blush would paint my cheek for that which thou have heard me speak tonight. I ought to dwell on custom, quick deny what I have spoke, but farewell to good manners. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye, and I will take thy word. Yet if thou swearest, thou mayst prove false. At lovers' perjuries, they say, Jove laughs. Oh, gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou think'st that I'm too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thee nay, so thou wilt woo, or else not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond, and therefore thou mayst think my havior light, but trust me, gentlemen, I'll prove more true than have more cunning to be strange. I should have been more strange, I must confess, but that thou overheard ere I was ware my true love passion, therefore pardon me, and not ascribe this yielding to light love which the dark night hath so discovered.
Lady, by yonder blessed moon, I vow, that tips with silver all these fruit tree tops.
No, swear not by the moon, the inconstant moon, that monthly changes in her circled orb, lest that thy love prove likewise variable.
What shall I swear by?
Do not swear at all. Or if thou wilt, swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of my idolatry, and I'll believe thee.
If my heart's dear love...
No, I'll do not swear. Although I joy in thee, I have no joy in this contract tonight. It's too rash, too unadvised, too sudden, too like the lightning, which doth cease to be ere one can say, it lightens, sweet good night. This bud of love, by summer's ripening breath, may prove a beauteous flower when next we meet. Good night. Good night. Sweet repose and rest come to thy heart. Is that within my breast?
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine.
I gave thee mine before thou didst request it, and yet I'd it withdraw to give again.
Wouldst thou withdraw it? For what purpose, love?
To infinitely give it thee again. And yet I wish but for the thing I have. My bounty is as boundless as the sea, my love as deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite. Oh, I hear some noise within. Dear love, adieu. Anon, good nurse! Sweet Montague, be true.
Madam!
Stay but a little. I will come again.
Oh, blessed, blessed night! I am afraid being in night, all this is but a dream. Too flattering sweet, to be substantial.
Three words, dear Romeo, and good night indeed. If this thy claim of love be honorable, thy purpose marriage, send me word tomorrow, through one that I'll procure to send to thee, where and what time thou wilt perform the rite, and all my fortunes at thy foot I lay, and follow thee, my lord, throughout the world.
Madam.
I comment on, but if thou meanest not well, I do beseech thee.
Madam.
By and by I come to cease thy strife and leave me to my grief. Tomorrow will I send.
So thrive my soul.
A thousand times good night.
A thousand times the worst, want thy light. Love runs toward love as schoolboys from their books, but love from love like boys to school on hooks.
Psst, Romeo, soft. Oh, for a falconer's voice to lure those gentle talons back again. Bondage of this house, Limit Whispers hoarse. Else would I tear the cave where Echo lives and make her airy throat more hoarse than mine with repetition of my Romeo.
It is my soul that calls upon my name. How silver sweet sound lovers' tongues by night, like softest music to awaiting ears.
Romeo.
My nestling.
I have forgot why I did call thee back.
Let me stand here till thou remember it.
I shall forget, so thou might still there stand, remembering how I love thy company.
I'll still here stay to have thee still forget, forgetting any other home but this.
'Tis almost morning. I would have thee gone, yet no farther than an orphan's bird that lets it hop a little from her hand, like a poor prisoner in his ankle ties, then with a silken thread pulls it back again, so loving, jealous of his liberty.
I would. I were thy bird.
Sweet, so would I. Yet I might kill thee with much cherishing.
Good night, parting is such sweet sorrow that I might say good night till it be morrow.
Sleep dwell upon thine eyes, peace in thy breast, would I were sleep and peace laid there to rest. Hence will I to Friar Lawrence's ghostly garden confess but love, no woes nor sin to pardon.
Hi, this is Sally Kate Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
The gray-eyed morn smiles on the frowning night, checkering the eastern clouds with streaks of light. And darkness, freckled like a drunkard, reels from New Day's pathway paved by Titan's wheels. Before the sun allows his eye burn bright to cheer the day and dry the dew of night, I must fill up this basket with my needs for nature's precious flowers and poison weeds. 'Tis strange. This earth that is our natural tomb still daily toils to mother from her womb. We, sucking on her natural bosom, find that she produces children of all kind. So varied are their virtues, great and small, yet none with none, each growth answers some call. Majestic is the powerful grace that lies in plants, herbs, stones, that gifts each special prize. For even the vilest seeds that walk the earth can't help but their own special goodness birth. Whilst e'en the fairest good, when changed in use, revolts from true birth, stumbling on abuse. Virtue itself turns vice, being misapplied. And vice oft is by action dignified. Within the infant rind of this weak flower, a poison's paired with potent medicine power. For this, being smelled, will cheer each body's part. Being tasted, stops all senses in each heart. Two such opposed kings exist within, in man, as well as herbs, both cure and sin. And where the worser has the stronger roots, full soon the poison death eats up the fruits.
Hello? Good morrow, friar.
Benedicite! What early bird so sweet saluteth me? Young son, it shows a sick distempered head so soon to bid good morrow to thy bed. Concern stands watch in every old man's eye, and where concern stands, sleep will never lie. But where unbruised youth with unstuffed brain doth couch his limbs, there golden sleep doth reign. Therefore thy earliness doth me assure thou art aroused with some distemperature. Or if not so, then here I hit it right. Our Romeo hath not been in bed tonight.
That last is true. The sweeter rest was mine.
God pardon sin. What's thou with Rosaline?
With Rosaline? My holy father, no. I have forgot that name, and that name's woe.
That's my good son. But where hast thou been then?
I'll tell thee before thou ask it me again. I have been feasting with mine enemy, or on a sudden one hath wounded me that's by me wounded. Both our remedies depend now solely on thy expertise. I bear no hatred, blessed man, for lo, my plea likewise makes profits for my foe.
Be plain, good son, and simpler in thy plea, riddling confessions, riddled answers, see.
Then plainly know my heart's dear love is set on the fair daughter of rich Capulet. As mine on hers, so hers is set on mine, and all combined. Save what thou must combine by holy marriage. When and where and how we met, we wooed and made exchange of vow, I'll tell thee as we pass, but this I pray, that thou consent to marry us today.
Thwack!
Ow!
Holy Saint Francis, what a change is here! Is Rosaline, that thou didst love so dear, so soon forsaken? Young men's love then lies not truly in their hearts, but in their eyes. Jesu Maria, now what of the tears for Rosaline that still thine cheek besmears? How much salt water thrown away in waste to season love that hastened to unchaste? Thy sighs still wait in clouds while heaven clears, thy old groans yet ringing in mine ancient ears. Lo, here upon thine eye this drop still wet of an old tear that is not washed off yet. If e'er thou wast thyself and these woes thine, thou and these woes were all for Rosaline. And art thou changed? Pronounce this sentence, then. Women may cheat when there's no keeping men.
Thou chidest me oft for loving Rosaline.
For doting, not for loving, pupil mine.
And bad'st me bury love.
Not in a grave, to lay one in so new love to pave.
I pray thee, chide me not, her I love now. Doth grace return, and love for love allow? The other did not so.
Oh, she knew well thy love was read by rote, and could not spell. But come, young fickle sir, come go with me. As thou request, I'll thy assistant be. For this alliance may so happy prove to turn your household's rancor to pure love.
Oh, let us hence, and happy message cast.
Wisely and slow, they stumble that run fast.
Next Chapter Podcast presents the NatCo and Two River Theater production of Romeo and Juliet, written by William Shakespeare, and translated into modern English verse by Hansel Jung. The Play On Podcast series, Romeo and Juliet, is directed by Dustin Wills. Radio play by Catherine Eaton, with additional contributions by Liana Keys. The cast is as follows. Dorcas Lung as Juliet. Chris Bano as Romeo. Mia Katigbak as Nurse and Prince. Daniel Liu as Lady Capulet, Lady Montague, and Peter. Purva Betty as Friar Lawrence. Mitchell Winter as Paris Tybalt, an apothecary. Daisuke Tsuji as Lord Capulet and Lord Montague. Jose Gamo as Mercutio and Samson. Zion Jang as Benvolio and Balthazar. Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle, CSA. Mix and sound design by Lindsay Jones. Original music composition by Brian Quijada. Additional music composition and music direction by Nigel Robinson. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The managing director of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcast is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On Podcast series, Romeo and Juliet, is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcast.com for more about the Play On Podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Subscribe to Play On Premium on Apollo Plus for ad-free episodes. And join our Patreon for exclusive merchandise and early commercial-free releases. Go to playonpodcast.com for our bonus content, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, violent delights have violent ends.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Next Chapter Podcasts.